Good afternoon to Hopkins Junior High Wind Ensemble. This is Martha O'Neill from Truckee Meadows Community College in Reno. Looking forward to your performance today. Quite a lot, and I like the energy that you played it with, so bravo to you for doing that. Good technical work going on, just the one thing to make it really pop just a little bit more is adding in those contrasting accents that affect the stylistic playing, and I think that we did a nice job of balancing. I think we were able to hold on to our balance, so good for you for that. That was quite good. Okay, looking at balance. And really, that's the only concern I have. keeping that nice control throughout. I'm appreciative of that as well. All right, going on. Willows of Winter.
Thank you.
lot of air, Careful going from A flat to B flat that we don't gliss it. And I'd like that last note to be absolutely precise. Thought on precision entrances. If you have time to breathe before that precise before that entrance, then you want to make sure you don't breathe at the last second. Get the air in set and have your tongue ready so that when you see the tip of the baton aim, that very moment is when you're tonguing the notes. So that there's no late entrance. It happens when we breathe late. We all do it. It's so common. I do it myself. And I'm fighting that battle so that each entrance is even more precise. And that's really the easiest way, particularly if you've been resting. Then you really are almost waiting too long. And so it just causes a little bit of lateness. So just try that and see how that works for you. Even more exaggeration on those four sounding notes. Crescendo goes somewhere so that you actually end up with a little bit more sound than you had at 57. I think we're a little, just not quite the difference between 57 and 65, but very good, very well done. Sustaining with the same volume, not decaying any. all eyes on the director for that downbeat at the odd tempo. Beautiful job, all of you. Very nice flute clarinet as well as our alto euphonium.
Thank you.
such a wonderful piece of music. I like that. Yes, I like most things that Bob Sheldon has written anyway, but this one is particularly nice, fits the group quite well. So some very fine soloistic playing. Be careful when we get to fortissimo that we are not overblowing and affecting pitch adversely. And I feel like we could dance just a teeny bit more, I think. And add in those a little bit more emphasis, just exaggerated. I'm really big on exaggeration of contrast, and be it articulation or be it... So be it with dynamics or be it with articulations, just to create contrast because this is a dance and such an obvious dance, as light as you can be on your eighth notes, particularly those that are very, very staccato marked, obviously not the slurred ones, but the bum ba 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 ba. So even releasing the eighth note at the end of a slur, you can go ahead and release it with a bit of a staccato release. Good mature sound, good mature playing. Percussion, some tasteful work going on back there. I appreciate that. Just be careful when you see a drum that's bigger than a small ship, that it's going to boom like crazy, and you're going to have to just keep your hand, if not your whole arm, on it and keep it from going crazy. So I'm going to stop now because you're going to be sight reading on the stage, and I want to write some comments. Congratulations on a very fine performance today. Really appreciate it. You should be proud of yourselves, and thanks again for being here, and keep up the good work.